talk to me about how you walk a patient or prep them for surgery. What do you tell them? What is involved in the prep for this? And then maybe as a second part, what do you tell them will be the complications, and what are the complications for me of these surgeries, if any, and how do you get a patient through the post-op period?
Sure. So why don't I talk about the most common operation we do is a lobectomy. Sure. So we'll sort of walk through that. And most often we perform that in a minimally invasive technique, so a thoracoscopic or VATS lobectomy. So after I meet with a patient and we decide that this is a good idea and that we're going to proceed with surgery, that they're medically fit enough, have enough pulmonary function, and that it makes sense oncologically, a patient will come in on the day of surgery. In the time frame from diagnosis or from the decision to the operation, we just encourage patients to be as active as possible. And that's really walking, doing some cardiovascular activity. Anyone who is smoking, we ask them to accomplish smoking cessation before surgery, and we have a number of programs to help them do that. Folks then come in for the day of surgery. They meet with myself and the anesthesiologist in the preoperative area, and we go to the operating room. It's general anesthesia. Patients are totally asleep. We do the operation. Most of our patients do not require going to the intensive care unit. Occasionally, we do that either for a patient who may be a little bit more frail than our average patient, or if they need additional monitoring for one reason or another. The major risk factors for any major operation are bleeding and infection, and the risk of bleeding is very low. The risk of major bleeding, somewhere on the odds of 1%. And more times than not, if there is serious bleeding that just requires us to transfer or change from a minimally invasive technique to a more traditional technique to fix the bleeding with sutures. The infections tend to come in really two flavors. The most common infection is pneumonia, and that just results from patients being somewhat sore and needing to cough more and do more to expand their lungs. But our pneumonia rates, again, are very, very low now, on the order of 2 or 3% of patients. Risks of infection in the incisions and those kinds of things after these operations are very low. Nationwide, the overall mortality from an operation like a lobectomy is just over 1%. In experienced centers, it's even lower than that. And the risk of any major complication, bleeding, infection, abnormal heart rhythms, blood clots, if you add all of those up, it's only on the order of 7 or 8% of patients have a major complication.